Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Humphrey, who's the director of the Shaw Flooring Network, and we're down in Orlando at the Shingle Creek Resort. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm great. Good to be with you. I know you're busy, and thanks for spending time with our audience. Yeah, one of the things I want to start out with is opening session was this morning. Vance Bell stood before the whole group, started talking about what he thought 2013 was going to look like. And he said that it's definitely going to be a better year. And this is fact-based versus the last couple of years where we were hoping it was going to be a better year. So that's encouraging, right?
It's very encouraging. And you're right. Warren Buffett has said for years that there's pent-up demand, and the pent-up demand is going to show itself at some point. We think that point is now. We had an excellent second half of the year, and we've heard that from a lot of our dealers. But to have fact-based information that embraces the fact that we've got to change, that we've got to prepare for something more positive, is very encouraging. We've used information from some of the leading experts in the field that talk about housing trends, openness of rental properties, what's available out there, foreclosures. We've studied all that data, and we feel very optimistic about what 2013 has to hold.
All right, so let's talk about who's here. I know Shaw only does this meeting every other year, so you really put a lot of, I'm sure it's a big budget. You put a lot of emphasis behind it. There's a lot going on here. It's not only good education for the people that want to learn how to run their businesses better, but it's also entertainment for children and for everybody involved. Tell me, kind of the numbers, who comes. Give us a rundown on that, if you would.
Sure. Well, I will say, first of all, we're the only family-friendly event that I know that happens in the industry, and our thought process on that is that we take a lot of time away from families to do business with us, and this is our chance to give back. We have approximately 3,800 individuals here, right at 1,000 unique dealers and their families and Shaw people. About 550 to 600 of those are Shaw people that are here to service them and to wait on them. We have a great group of kids here, and we always include them not only in the general session, as you saw this morning, especially with our new partnership with St. Jude, but we have Universal Islands of Adventure reserved tonight for our group, and they will have a blast, and I'll have a blast just watching them.
So this has been going on since, I think, 1998, right?
That's correct. 1998. It was our first one, and initially I think the first year or two we had it every year, and then we moved to every other year. And you're right, there is a great expense to this. We don't cover our cost in any way, but it's an investment. It's a way of building a relationship. A lot of our divisions have divisional trips, and they go off on those trips with the same purpose in mind. They want to build relationships, and we bring them here and do the same thing.
Tell us a little bit about how this program has evolved.
Well, it started, I think, as obviously a much smaller show with the number of dealers we had attending, probably 300 or so in our first convention, and up to 1,000 in this one. This is by far the largest convention that we have ever had. We're up probably 100 to 150 dealers over our next closest, and I think that's a sign of a couple of things. First of all, people want to get together with other dealers to understand what's working for them, and they love the brainstorming time and the expertise that they get here. I also think it means that people have begun to embrace the new norm, and that this is where the economy is. It is the foundation of where we're going to build from, and we've got to build right. And this is the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of feedback are you getting from the dealers that come to this thing about, what they like and why they come to this event?
Well, I mentioned one of those, and that is the fact that it's family-friendly. A lot of dealers don't have time to take a vacation and spend a week away, but they can combine a vacation with a working opportunity. We have excellent training sessions here. Obviously, the Shaw Learning Academy is one of the top 125 training organizations in the world on a year-to-year basis, and so they come here and they get education. They go to the expo. They see the products. They get energized and excited, and their families go off to the parks or go out to the pool, and there's so much to enjoy in Orlando. It's just a great location for us. That's a primary reason. The other reason is they want to find out what our trends are. Where are we going? We always have Vance Bell, our CEO, talk about trends in the industry. We have Randy Merritt get up and talk about trends within Shaw. What are we doing to help them become preferred, to stand out, to be the premier accounts in their communities and their geographies? And I think they want to know what information is out there that can make them better.
Mm-hmm. Actually, let me just throw out a couple more things that you didn't add on here that I've learned just at this meeting. I know HGTV is an important program for you guys, and this year you did some secret shoppers, and you've given those dealers that are participating a report card on how they performed, and they had no idea that this person was coming in, and I think that's excellent. You're also, you've gone and done some tremendous research around the four types of key buyers that are out there, and you're giving a lot of data to these people around, let's say somebody's between 20 or 30, or somebody's between 30 and 50, or somebody's between 50 or above, and when they buy flooring, what they think about, how they shop. That's a lot of research. That's a lot of great information you're giving your dealers. So, I'm real impressed with what you're doing here.
Yeah, we do a lot on demographics. I mean, people tend to shop in groups. So there are group dynamics that are happening and changing all the time. It's amazing to us that so often there's advertising money spent out there, and we hope it hits. It's kind of like shooting with a shotgun instead of a rifle. We'll throw it out there. We might get something, but we're not sure what we're going to get. But we want them to be able to target that, and so we're asking them to be smart in the way that they target their advertising dollars to make sure they're reaching out not only to that demographic, but in the way that demographic wants you to reach out to them. Now, that's a big part of what we're offering in this, and it's one of the giveaways, not only the secret shopping for HGTV accounts, which, by the way, we did for every one of our accounts in 2011, but again, in 2013, HGTV had no idea we were going to do that. It's easy to argue when we stand in front of you and say, hey, here's what we're finding, and you go, well, we're different. But when the data is the data you provided, not the data we provide, it's kind of hard to argue with. I'll give you the greatest example of that, Kip. We began an experiment 6 months ago called Total Business Transformation. We picked 8 accounts that had various challenges that they were facing, and we partnered with them as fully as we could without becoming a franchisee relationship. And we're letting them speak for us. So they're here today, and they're doing a lot of our training sessions as partners with experts saying, here's what I've tried, here's what I've learned, here's why you should try it. Mm-hmm. Because dealers hear dealers differently than they hear a manufacturer talking to a dealer.
Mm-hmm. I saw that you were doing that. Total business transformation. Mm-hmm. Very, very impressive. All right, so as you look at the, you know, everything you're doing here, everything that's going on, what are you most energized about for 2013 and the programs you're offering your retailers?
Well, we've got a lot of great products coming out. We continue with our Scuff Resist and our Epic on the hardwood side. There's beautiful products coming out there. Our LVT and Plank and our vinyl has just been phenomenal. It was a great reception last year. Already saw a lot of growth in that, and we're seeing even more at the beginning of this year. Our big product on the carpet side is Caress, the soft nylon, the softest nylon ever in the Anso family, and it is amazing. We revealed that today in the general session by actually planting a sample of that under everyone's seat, and at the end of the general session, they were able to find their ticket to get into the expo on that. But just to reach under your seat and feel 100 ounces of this soft, soft nylon is amazing, and the reception to that's not only been great here in Orlando, it's been great at every one of our A markets in Atlanta, Anaheim, Chicago, and Dallas, and we look forward to that also in Niagara and Atlantic City.
Aren't you challenged to figure out how to top last year's meeting every time you do this?
It's probably the biggest challenge for us. We actually have a meeting the week after we get back from here with all the key parties while it's fresh on their minds, saying, okay, what worked and what didn't. We all work together to make sure that not only are we not duplicating, but we're raising the bar every time. And this time, I can assure you, even though I didn't think we would do that, last night's event's a great example. Walking into a room and feeling like you're underwater, it's pretty hard to make that happen, but our partners at Universal and here at Rose and Shingle Creek have done a great job of making that.
Okay, Scott, great to be with you. Again, been talking to Scott Humphrey, who's director of Shaw's Flooring Network, down here in Orlando at the Shingle Creek Resort, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.